Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We're lucky enough to be on in a whole bunch of cities around the country, right? So every now and then I will get ratings sent to us in the cities that we're really doing well in. It makes us very excited.
Yeah.
So I really want to thank all you guys that are listening in Charleston. You guys were one of our first affiliates on SSX, on 95SX. And our ratings are just amazing there. So thank you for embracing us all these years.
And we love you, Johnny O.
Love you, Johnny O. And we got a newbie, Des Moines, that seems to be understanding what we're doing now. You're finally listening correctly. Because we've been doing radio awesome, but some of you guys haven't caught on yet.
Gotcha.
And it looks like we're taking off in Des Moines, at least for the last couple of months also. So for our newbies, thank you for listening to The Burt Show also.
Nice.
All right. So I think we got to explain what the line in the sand day is here in just one second, because Rose feels like her boyfriend has given her a line in the sand date. If you know what that is, then it's really not a line in the sand date. It becomes an ultimatum.
It's 100% an ultimatum.
Yeah. Hey, Rose, good morning.
Morning.
All right, we might have some confusion here on exactly what a line in the sand date is. So tell me what's going on with your boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I've heard about having a line in the sand date, but we're women. Okay, so basically women have a date in mind they need to be proposed to before they walk away. So, like, not to waste years with a guy who was, like, no intention of settling down with you, right?
Yeah, that's been Bert's thing for years.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, like, I've never needed that because I'm not actually ready to settle down. I'm only 27 and I want to enjoy my 20s and, you know, like, I'll think about marriage and kids, house, et cetera, when I'm in my 30s. So what I wasn't expecting is that my boyfriend would tell me that he basically has what you would call a line in the sand date. And like, he knows I'm not ready for marriage, and we've been together 3 years, but really only serious for about two. But he's already 30 and he wants to get married. And so I've told him that I want to wait until I'm at least 30 to even think about it. And he told me that he isn't willing to wait 3 years and that he would give me another year. And if I'm not ready, then he wants to end things. And I just don't know if I'm going to feel differently in a year. Like, maybe I will, or maybe I won't, or maybe, I don't know, maybe he'll change his mind. And I really don't want to walk away. But I guess I'm wondering if it would be better to do it now, or should I hang on and hope one of us has a change of heart in a year?
I think you're both right, and you're both valid in your thoughts and your feelings and what you want out of a relationship, in this current relationship. Is this new information? Like, what was this? I would give yourself some time to process this. Even like, when I say time, I don't mean like a day or two. I mean like a couple of months, right? And then after that, I mean, if you are steadfast that you have no desire to get married or start a family or do any of those what people consider adulting things until you're 30, then I think honestly, Rose, it's only fair to him to walk away, because he's well within his right to want those things and want them now. Like, if we reverse the sexes, we'd be like, yes, girl, queen, know your worth. And king knows what he wants. And the fact that he's communicating it with you. And so I think you give yourself a couple months to process this information and then go from there.
Rose, what is it about marriage that scares you? Is it the commitment? Is it the thought that, well, if I get married, then we have to have kids right after? Like, what is it about this actual commitment that is really making you hesitant?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I just never ever even thought I would be considering it already. And maybe what scares me is, like, once you make that commitment, and he's kind of saying this, like, he wants to have a family, right? It's like the rest of your life just topples, you know? It's like, here we go, and on the rest of your life, go, you know?
Yeah, I understand the reluctance, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at your friends and look at family, when you're looking at statistics, if they're 50%, I don't know if it's less than that now, but when you look at friends and family, divorce is a serious thing, okay? So when you're around a bunch of couples that aren't doing so well, you should be scared of marriage. It is a, it's supposed to be, allegedly, a lifelong commitment. So you should be and take it very, very seriously, you know? But if you're not ready, you can't jump into it. And by the way, this is not a line in the sand day. This is a year-long ticking time bomb. This is an ultimatum.
It is.
Marry me in a year or I'm out of here. A line in the sand date is one you have in your head he doesn't know about or she doesn't know about. And just to satisfy your own need, you bail if they don't meet that date.
Hot take. I don't think they're right together. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's meant to be. I think if you are in the right relationship and you know it's an end game, that one thing, first of all, the marriage thing, you would be able to push that on his part. And I understand knowing your worth and setting boundaries of what you want, but you wouldn't be sort of forcing your partner's hand into something. But if you were the other partner who got told, like, I want to be married in a year, I want to propose in a year, you, even if you weren't fully ready for marriage and the family and stuff, you'd still be excited about spending time the rest of your life with your partner. And then you could have conversations about, like, maybe delaying the family piece down the line. So I think the fact that she is not excited about being together with him, it's your gut deep down telling you it's not right.
Well, let's talk about that for just one second here. Okay, what is your gut saying? Because I have really learned this lesson, is that your gut does not lie. Your head will lie, but your gut does not. So is Cassie on here that, look, there's just something with dude and you that you feel in your gut, that little voice in the back of your head that you're trying to ignore? Do you really know?
That's a good question. I don't know.
You need to sit with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he can be great on paper. And we've said that before. And I have ex-boyfriends who are amazing on paper, but it wasn't the right fit for me. And I tried to force it. And I'm so glad that didn't happen, because I eventually found the person who was the right fit.
Hey, Rose, let's do this. All right. Don't mention this to your boyfriend at all this weekend. We would like to talk to you again on Monday morning. We want you to sincerely have a conversation with your gut, all right? And ask yourself, is this a relationship that I'm sticking out, or do I know in my heart and my gut is telling me this is not going to be forever? And then come on back on Monday and let's talk about it, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Talk to you Monday. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.